Representative Natalie Zalesnikar is with us by phone on her way to a meeting. Thank you so much, Natalie, for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's just start by what's your day look like today? Where are you headed?
Well, I'm drinking my coffee, heading for Maple Grove, left St. Paul, and I'm heading for a listening session with businesses from all sizes to talk about how the mandates have affected them and what's working well for their business model and what's not working well, so that we can have strong communities with strong commercial tax bases for all of the states. So that's what I have this morning at 9:30.
Yes. And when you say mandates, do you mean what are there any mandates in particular that you're going to be discussing?
Well, you know, we're going to let them share which rules. There's a lot of changes that affected businesses in 23 and 24 legislation at the House and Senate. And so we are going to open with asking them, instead of defining it ourselves, what, you know, how is it going for them? And, you know, what is working well? And what is really changing the trajectory of your business, in the sense of, we want to make sure restaurants and bars in the north are not going to close, and gas stations and grocery stores. So we're meeting with everyone.
Okay. And then the legislative session is about to start, correct?
It is on Tuesday.
All right. Actually, let's start with telling us the committees that you're on. Like, what's going to be your area of focus?
I'm on labor and workforce. I was on workforce the last 2 years also. And I'm also on children and families. And I'm on the health committee. And then I'm still on the EMS ambulance and aging task force committee for the state also.
All right. And now we heard after the election that everything was going to be split, but now it seems like that's in question. Do you want to explain that process?
Sure. Every time you think you know the landscape, it changed. And I, you know, I fully thought that too. What happened is, you know, weeks ago, a judge ruled that one of the Democrat candidates that ran in the Roseville area wasn't eligible. And the reason was he didn't live in the district for 6 months. So that would be like me running for 3B, but I live in Roseville, and, you know, I ran and I win, but a judge rules that I can't be seated, you know,
right,
in the House of Representatives because I was never eligible in the first place. So, you know, I had no idea that would be the case, that there would be anybody that didn't have residency in the district they ran. And so that judge ruled, and that changed everything. And so here we are today, and they're working those things out, I think, between both parties. And another case with the judge is going to be hearing a testimony, I think, this week on how soon a special election, you know, should be called by the terms in the Constitution. So there's a lot of questions, I guess, is the right word right now.
Right. And we have no idea when there's going to be an election to replace this person.
Well, they filed for an election, and so it would be taking place, I believe, the end of January. And so the question regarding that has to do with the timing. To my understanding, the timing is the special election wouldn't happen until after the session is started on January 14th. So the question is if they prematurely called the special election, because this member didn't resign. You can't resign from a seat they never had.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot of scuffling around with the rules of
yeah.
But everybody wants to take advantage for their own party.
I just want the rules to be followed, whatever they are. And I think the Supreme Court in Minnesota will determine what that is, the meaning of it, and then that's it.
Right. And then tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to focus on this session.
I think the number one thing is we need to make Minnesota affordable. People are, from young to old, very concerned about just the cost of everything, the cost of living, and what can we do for the state of Minnesota to make sure that the jurisdiction we have with policies that we are passing, that it supports an affordable community and supports having businesses invest in our area and region, so we have manufacturing and logging and all of the things that we do, strong tourism, a wonderful place to live, work, and visit, and we find that balance to have the tax base we need to support the core services I want to make sure our core services are first and strong, whether that's education or public safety, our roads and bridges, and our most vulnerable adults.
All right. All right. And it sounds like the committees you're in will, you know, definitely allow you to work in those arenas. Are there any areas that you would like to work in that you're not right now in committee with?
You know, no, I mean, I'll be working on, as all the committees are presenting hearings, I'll be listening and watching. And then as bills move to the House floor, I'll be letting people know up north what we'll be voting on so that they know what's happening at the House of Representatives. And members, you know, we all can ask questions on the House floor and speak on the House floor, even if it's not our committee, to ask, you know, questions and to understand and message back to our district. And then, you know, we'll see how it goes. But there's a lot of things that are important to Minnesota right now. We need affordable child care. We need to make sure we have providers. Right now, Lake County and St. Louis County have lost over 50% of their family child care providers. And, you know, in the Two Harbors area, we have one freestanding center. And so I want to make sure that these programs are strong so families that need to work and want to work are able to find a child care provider.
Yes, that's been a focus of yours for a long time, I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of things. Making sure we have affordable housing and we have infrastructure ready to go so that we have, you know, homes for seniors, homes that are affordable for young families and working families. And the whole continuum is there, whether it's low-income housing, market rate housing, affordable housing, and senior housing all need to be a priority. And it's just going to take a lot of collective conversations between the chamber, the county, the city, the state, and looking at what we're doing with nonprofits to support this and bringing it all together. But I think we have a lot of opportunity for some, you know, solutions and to move the needle in the right direction. And that's what I'm ready to go to work. So I'm going to work on Tuesday, and we'll see. I hope all 134 members are there so we can get to work and start working. We have to have a budget this session. So we have 5 months to get a budget. And the Supreme Court ruled in prior years that if we don't have a budget, the entire state shuts down. So that means everything. That's the police, everything. It's not carve-outs. So it's a really important year that we get to work on Tuesday to make sure we get our budgets done and we have a functioning state.
Yes. I guess in the past it's happened that the budget doesn't pass, so then they have this thing called essential services, which continues. And you're saying that that is no longer going to be an option. Is that right?
Correct. As it's been explained to me, that changed with the Supreme Court ruling. I thought it was that way too, but they changed that law, so it means it's a true shutdown. So that's a concern to me, and that's why I think Minnesotans are expecting that we're going to show up to work like I've showed up to work every day of my life, and I'm going to dig in to do the people's work, because we need to have a bonding bill this year, and we need to get to work on that. We didn't have one last year, and so delaying these things is not good for the state of Minnesota. And we need to get going. And in 5 months, there's a lot of work to be done in 5 months. It has to move between the House and the Senate. The House and the Senate have to agree on every single bill before we can even pass it to get to the governor. So it's going to take all of 5 months to deal with what we need to do for the best interests of northeastern Minnesota and, quite frankly, the entire state.
Yeah. Okay. I'm speaking with Representative Natalie Zalesnikar on her way to a business labor meeting. Thank you so much, Natalie, for being with us. Is there anything that I have forgot to ask you that you want to make sure that listeners know? And also, you know, what's the best way to for people that have concerns, have things they want to share with you? What's the best way to engage themselves?
I always give them my cell number. It's 218-409-6822. Many people like to text. If I'm on the House floor or something, there's many times I'm in committee meetings, but I give them my cell number so they can call or text if they want to talk to me. They can always send me an email at my state email, which is rep.natalie.zelez NIKAR at house.min.gov. And when you go on that page, you can follow all the bills, everything that's going on. And you're also on the State of Minnesota, legislative page. So you can follow committees. You can subscribe to my email. You can be as engaged as you would like to be.
Yes, and I will attest that you do answer your cell phone.
I took care of people 85 to 100 my whole life, and they like it when somebody answers the phone, and so do I.
Yes, it's wonderful to have a human on the other end.
I'm kind of like, let's get back to the basics, and talking to people in person is still a good thing.
Absolutely, the best thing, actually. And I think the more, I always have said, like, take your most personable method of communication possible. So email if you must, but if you can't email, I mean, if you can text, and if you can call, and if you can be in person, that's the best yet. So thank you.
From people, I get, you know, some of my best ideas, actually all of them come from the people. I mean, that's how I got the problem solved when people couldn't get their tabs for salvaged vehicles. I had seniors retiring and working families that couldn't get tabs. And so I worked with the Minnesota Department of Transportation, and we got it fixed. And I found, you know, people around Lake County and in Duluth, around the townships that had auto shops where the state could come inspect there and support small businesses and get it done. And now I don't have anybody calling me saying they can't get tabs for salvage vehicles. So, you know, when people tell me what the problems are and their suggestions, I get to work, and so I can't fix everything, and none of us can, but we can get up every day and do our best, and that's what I am pledging to do for everybody.
I know you're also in support of the Senior Wood Shop in Two Harbors that is an amazing resource for all ages and just a really a wonderful gathering place that has had some difficult times.
I saw Warren Johnson, who was just a huge fan from Two Harbors of that wood shop the week he passed away. And I promised him, and I have drafted a bill, it's in the revisers now, to have a one-time funding for that art and wood shop for Two Harbors, you know, for programming and for projects that they're doing for the community. I think it's a really incredible program for Two Harbors. And so that bill is going to go in this year.
Wonderful. I think there's a lot of people that will thank you for that. I think that's a wonderful thing. It's a small thing, but it's a big thing around here. And it really has.
We want to have people coming together in community. Community connections are more important now than ever. You know, after COVID, we know we have 40% increase in mental health of all ages. And I'm committed to making sure that people have gathering places and that they have ways to get together for programming and socialization and being knowing their community members. And the wood shop and through art, that's a great place down there for people to do it.
Yes. Yep. And it's already there. We don't have to create it. It's already there. So
look for that. I think we'll get bipartisan support on that, and it'll be wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And until next time.
Yeah. Have a great day.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye. That was Natalie Zalesnikar, state representative for Two Harbors area.